Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Hadith number 22. Yes, brother.
Narrated Al-Mughiri, Mughira ibn Suba said, once I was in the company of the Prophet, may the blessings of Allah and peace be upon him, on a journey, and I leaned over to take off his kuf, leather sock. He ordered me to leave them as he had put them on after performing ablution. So he passed wet hands over them.
The hadith is narrated by Mughira ibn Shu'bah. May Allah be pleased with him. And he's saying to us that once he was with the Prophet on a journey, alayhi salatu wasalam, and it was time for prayer, so the Prophet wanted to perform wudu. So Al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah was pouring water for the Prophet, and the Prophet was doing wudu until it came to the part of washing the feet. So Al-Mughira leaned down to take off the shoes of the Prophet ﷺ. And the Prophet told him, leave them, for I have entered my feet in my leather socks, which is known as khuf, while they were in the state of purity, meaning I was in the state of wudu when I put them on. And then the Prophet simply passed his wet hands over them, and this concluded his ablution. So, what is this hadith talking about? The hadith is talking about mash al-khuffain, wiping the two khuf. Khuf is a leather shoe. And nowadays, anything that you wear on your feet is considered to be khuf, whether it is your shoes or your socks or a special kind of leather socks that people use in some parts of the countries, especially in-house. They call it jarmuq or muq or khuf. All of these are different names. Now, having said that, when we read the verse of the Quran that tells us about wudu, it says to wash your feet. But there is another qira'ah, which is to wipe your feet. And the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they all agree without any differences among them. And that is, washing the feet when they're bare is mandatory. But wiping on the socks is permitted and it is part of the Sunnah. Wiping over the shoes, wiping over the socks, wiping over the leather thing that is covering your feet, providing the conditions are there. Now, this wiping over the shoes or the socks is not only found in books of fiqh, it is also found in books of aqidah. Why? Because it became a sign of Ahlul Sunnah. The Shia reject wiping over the socks completely and consider it not to be valid. And that is why Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal and so many great Imams of Sunnah said, I know that more than 40 companions have reported that the Prophet ﷺ used to wipe over his shoes and socks. So there is no way of error. And that is why it became a sign of Ahl Sunnah. Whoever wipes on his socks or shoes, he is part of the Sunnah, and whoever neglects this or rejects this is not part of them. However, there are conditions. Condition number one, you cannot wipe over your socks or over your shoes unless you put on your socks and shoes while in the state of wudu. Otherwise, it's no good. And this is something that a lot of the Muslims don't realize. They know that there is wiping on the socks or the shoes, but they don't understand these conditions, which is essential. For example, I went to masjid for prayer of Fajr. I prayed Fajr. I went home. I slept for an hour or an hour and a half. I woke up. I put on my socks, my clothes, and I went to work. Dhuhr time is there. I want to perform ablution. Can I wipe? Why? Because when I put on my socks I woke up from bed without doing any wudu. So I put them on while not in the state of wudu. Second scenario, I went to prayer, Fajr time. I put on my socks, I prayed Fajr. I went to my bed and slept. Woke up and went to work while having my socks on since Fajr. Dhuhr time is in. Can I wipe on my socks? Yes, because when I prayed Fajr, I was in the state of purity, so when I put my socks on, do I have to put the socks immediately after wudu? Huh? No, I don't. Maybe I make wudu at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5, 6, 7. At 8, I put my socks on, but I did not nullify my wudu. So I put them while in a state of purity. So this is the first condition. The second condition is that you cover the whole foot up till the ankles included. So your shoes nowadays are not in compliance because they're below the ankle. If you're wearing a boot or wearing a shoe that has a high neck, then this is permissible. But if you're wearing your socks, it's more than enough. And we have problems. People say the socks must be very thick. It should not have any holes. It cannot be transparent. And all of these are not acceptable. These are not conditions. Who put these conditions? You and me. The Prophet told us to wipe on anything that we wear on our feet, even if it was transparent, even if I can see the skin, it's still considered to be khuf. Even if it had a hole in it, even if it had a hole in it, because the khuf of the companions, do you think that were made in Prada? No, it was made of any leather they could wear it. It has so many holes in it, yet they still wiped on it. So these are the two conditions. There is a third condition regarding time. And can I wipe on my shoes until the day of judgment? No, because you will not live until that day. Secondly, because there is a time bound. The Prophet said, for those residing, how many? One day and one night. And for those traveling, 3 days and three nights. And when does the time of the day and night start? From the time I put them on or from the time of wiping? From the time of wiping, meaning I could pray while wearing my socks more than one day and night. And I'll give you an example. Someone makes wudu and prays Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha with the same wudu. He's got, you know, a septic tank that is very big. Huh? And after Isha, he puts on his leather socks and answers the call of nature and goes to bed. So he prayed 5 prayers with his socks. Let him wear it in the morning. So all these 5 prayers were prayed with the original wudu, with his socks on. He went to bed. He woke up on the second day, performed wudu, and made his wiping. So prayed Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and went to bed. Before Fajr prayer, completing the 24 hours, he woke up and made wudu and made ghasl. And then he prayed with the same wudu, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha. So these are 3 days wearing the socks. But actually, the time of wiping is that you have to do the 24 hours. Understood, inshallah. طيب. We move on to hadith number 23, I think. Yes, who will read this?
Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, reported, I was with Messenger of Allah, may the blessings of Allah and peace be upon him, during a journey. He, the Prophet, urinated, performed ablution, and wiped over his sock.
Okay, this is the same context. Different sahabi, Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father. He says that he was on a journey, the Prophet urinated, performed wudu, and then wiped over his leather shoes as mentioned before. Okay, do we have any questions? Yes, sir.
Sheikh, in the earlier hadith, you mentioned that at the final hour of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did mention, "Oh Allah, raise me amongst the highest one."
Yes, companions.
Companion. Now, there is a special maqam for place for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That maqam e Mahmud.
Yes.
That is exclusive for him. So, can you know that is an exclusivity for him now about the when he is asking to raise among the companions? That was a bit.
Yes.
Maqam.
The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us that whenever you hear the muadhin giving the adhan, repeat behind him and then offer salutation to me and ask Allah Azza wa Jal for al-wasila, wal-fadila, wal-maqam al-mahmood, this special high status, because by Allah, this cannot be except for one individual. And I hope, he did not say I am. He says, I hope that I am this individual, and we know that he is this individual. And that is why the Prophet was so humble, especially when it came with Allah Azza wa Jal. When it's with Allah, he would not say, he would say, oh Allah, I'd like to be with the highest of companions whom we know to be the Prophets, the Siddiqeen, the martyrs, and the righteous of his Ummah. Very quickly, Abdurrahman.
Sheikh, what advice do we have for the people who take too much of logic into religion regarding the hadith of wiping over rather than under the feet in this hadith?
The hadith is attributed to Ali. May Allah be pleased with him. He said, if Islam was logic, then it would have been wiping the bottom of the shoe rather than the top of the shoe, and the hadith is fabricated. Because logic says that you have to wipe over the top. If you wipe under, it's going to be even worse because it's going to make it moist and it's going to catch more dirt to it. So, attributing this hadith to Ali, saying that deen is illogical, this is not true. Islam is logical. But whose logic is it? Is it the logic of the man in the White House or in the Kremlin or in the Black Castle or in the island of Tora Bora or whatever? It's the logic that coincides with the Quran and Sunnah. And this is difficult to find unless it is in compliance with the Quran. Sunnah, and Allah knows best. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.